Have you ever wondered what did Jesus really accomplish for us on the cross? Does his sacrifice impact your financial freedom today? Let's explore this together.
Welcome to the Ask Ralph podcast. We're listening to an experienced financial professional with over 30 years of experience can help you make sense of confusing questions, current headlines, and industry trends about taxes, small business, financial decision-making, investment strategies, and even the art of proper budgeting. Ask Ralph makes the complex simple by sharing his real-world knowledge from a Christian perspective with all things financial. Now here's your host, Ralph Estep Jr.
Welcome to this Spiritual Sunday, where we dive a little deeper into our Christian faith. Today, we're diving into an amazing truth that has the power to transform every area of your life, including your finances. That's the fact that Jesus paid your debt in full when he died on the cross. In our journey towards financial freedom, we can easily get caught up in the details, budgeting, eliminating debt, wise investments. And while stewardship matters, there is a far deeper spiritual reality that makes true financial freedom possible. Jesus didn't just die for our sins. He died to break every chain of debt that could ever bind us. Well, it's a beautiful morning here on the farm, and we intentionally choose Christ as the center of our lives. Take time today to thank him for all he's given you. He paid it all for you and for me. And don't forget to subscribe to our show and join our email list. You do that at AskRalphPodcast.com. You don't want to miss tomorrow's show when we discuss big, hairy, audacious goals and green light thinking. It's an episode you don't want to miss. Let's start with a relevant Bible verse for today. It comes from the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. And it says, when you were dead in your sins, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. The original Greek word for canceling the debt referring to wiping a slate completely clean. When Jesus shed his blood on the cross, he wiped your entire spiritual debt clean. The penalty that stood against you was completely removed. That truth applies to your financial life as well. The feeling of debt weighing you down, the sense of obligation, the guilt, and the condemnation, Jesus paid it all. You owe nothing. You are made new. Like Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Living in light of this reality positions you to walk in financial freedom. So today, let's explore practical ways applying the truth of Jesus' fully paid sacrifice can transform your finances. How do we get to that freedom from financial condemnation? When you accept Jesus' payment on the cross, every debt is wiped away, including your financial debts incurred in your past. But if you're anything like me, you may still struggle with guilt and regret over past financial mistakes. I found condemning myself for that debt I shouldn't have taken on, that purchase I shouldn't have made. It doesn't motivate positive change. It just leads to more defeat, and we don't need to feel defeated. The truth is, Jesus paid it all. Your slate is wiped clean. The book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 17 says, God remembers your sins no more. The accuser wants to keep you trapped in guilt so you don't walk in the fullness of what Jesus did for you and he did for me. So you might ask, Ralph, how practically do you break free from financial condemnation? Here's some action items. Number one, accept God's complete forgiveness. Don't listen to the lies that you owe a debt or deserve punishment. Jesus canceled it all. Change your mindset. Stop defining yourself by past mistakes and see yourself as God sees you, completely forgiven and made new. Number three, walk in thankful worship. Daily thank Jesus for paying your debt in full. Let worship crowd out that condemnation you feel. What do you do with that? It gives you freedom to give generously. Growing up, I remember I viewed giving as another bill to pay. I thought I couldn't afford to be generous. But when you understand your slate is wiped clean by Jesus, you gain freedom to give cheerfully and generously as an act of worship, not an act of obligation. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 says, God loves a cheerful giver. Giving becomes a joy when you recognize everything you have is a gift from Him. Everything you have is a gift from God. So let's talk about some practical tips to walk in generous freedom. Seek God first. Put His kingdom before your own desires and watch how He provides for you. If you seek Him first, set giving goals. Make giving a priority in your budget. Consider starting at a minimum of 10% of your income and increasing it over time. Remember, God loves a cheerful giver. Look for ways to secretly bless others. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. You don't have to do it where everybody sees it. Remember who the true owner is. God owns it all. We're just managers of His resources. We have to act in strong stewardship of what He's entrusted with us. And folks, focus on eternity. Use money to invest in things of eternal value like people, not stuff. We got too much stuff. Invest in eternal value, people. You got to break free. You got to have freedom from the love of money. Jesus said the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Chasing after wealth can become a form of bondage. I've been in that bondage, consumed by getting more, never content. But when you understand Jesus fully paid your debt, the endless pursuit of money loses its grip. You have security in God's provision, not a financial bottom line. That releases you from money's control over your life. So, Ralph, what are some practical ways to break free from the love of money? Examine your heart. Does anxiety rise when accounts are low? Do you feel superior by wealth? Take it to God. Downsize and live simply. Reject excess and consumption. Seek to find contentment. Use money as a tool for good. Fund kingdom work. Meet needs. Support ethical causes. Invest in relationships over stuff. True riches are people, not stuff. And remember, real wealth, an intimate relationship with God, is your greatest treasure. How do you live in financial freedom? What an amazing truth. Jesus' death on the cross paid every debt and set us free. When you live from revelation, not obligation, it transforms how you manage money. You become a conduit of grace. My prayer is that you walk in the fullness of Jesus' finished work, and it was finished. That's what He said. No more guilt and condemnation, only freedom to steward the resources God has given you for His glory. May you find joy in generosity, contentment in simplicity, and the peace of knowing you owe nothing. Christ paid it all. Now, before we wrap up, I want to remind all of our listeners to visit our podcast page. You can do that at AskRalphPodcast.com. There you can leave us a review, share your thoughts, or even send us a message with questions for future episodes. Let us know how this podcast is impacting your life. While you're there, make sure you join our email list to enter in our weekly $25 Amazon gift card drawing. You can also schedule a consultation with me if you feel like there's a specific financial topic that you need help with. And I encourage everybody, share this good news of the gospel with everyone. We live in a fallen world, and we can all use some uplifting, so please share this podcast with your friends and family and all those who could use a blessing today. Let me ask a closing prayer. Father God, thank You for sending Your Son Jesus to pay the debt we could never pay on our own. We praise You for the gift of salvation and the freedom from sin and death that Jesus' sacrifice on the cross brings. Lord, help us apply this truth to our financial lives. Free us from condemnation over past mistakes. Release us from the love of money and desire for wealth. Fill our hearts with generosity. Help us find contentment and joy in simple living. Thank You for Your amazing grace that sets us free in every area, including our finances. We look forward to living in the fullness of what You accomplished for us on the cross. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So let's recap. On the show today, we explored the truth that Jesus' sacrifice on the cross paid our debt in full, not just spiritually, but in every area of our life, including finances. When we live from revelation instead of obligation, it releases us from financial condemnation, frees us to give generously, and loosens money's grip on our lives. Jesus' finished work opens the door to walk in complete financial freedom. I hope today's episodes encourage you on your journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to visit our website at AskRalphPodcast.com for more resources to help you master your finances God's way. Listen, my friends, stay financially savvy and may God bless you abundantly today and every day as you live out your work and you live out your faith.
Thank you for joining us on the Ask Ralph podcast. And with a simple click to subscribe, we'll invite you back to our next episode. And remember, financial issues don't have to be complicated. Just ask Ralph. The information contained in this episode of Ask Ralph is based on data available as of the date of its release. Saggio Accounting Plus and Ask Ralph Media, Inc. is under no obligation to update this content if changes occur. Applying this information to your specific situation requires careful consideration of all facts and circumstances, and any information provided is not to be considered as financial, tax, or legal advice. Please consult your tax advisor or attorney before acting on any material covered.